Most prisoners don't get regular visits. One study from the Prison Policy Initiative found that in a typical month, only one-third of state prisoners were visited by a loved one, often because they're locked up so far from home. But visits are crucial for helping them and their families cope with their incarceration. One enterprising woman from Philadelphia is helping to bridge that gap. Anne Hoffman from WHYY's Health and Science Desk has the story.
It's 4 a.m. in Philadelphia, and Crystal Bush is on her way to pick up several women to drive 3 hours to Huntington State Prison in central Pennsylvania. For $50, Crystal will pick you up at your house, take you to the prison where your family member is, and then take you back home at the end of the day. This morning, she's taking me along for the ride. Since 2012, Crystal's service has connected different people, mostly women, in the difficult situation of visiting someone they love.
I normally play, like, soft, slow music, oldies, just so people can kind of just be at ease.
Crystal has a full-time job as a social worker, but most weekends she's up by 2:30 in the morning to run this van service, which she calls Bridging the Gap. She started the service in 2012 because, as a little girl, she went several years without seeing her dad. Her mom didn't have a car that could make it all the way to northern Pennsylvania from Philly.
And we do see that by you, the more often you come and visit your incarcerated loved ones, the more healthier the relationship is, the more healthier the family is, the more, you know, when they come out, they're not like that distant from, you know, society.
And there are studies that suggest maintaining family ties reduces recidivism. Now she owns 3 vans and has 3 drivers on staff to accommodate weekly trips. One of the passengers this week is Tanisha Faison. She goes up to the prison to visit her husband. She tells me she really appreciates the friendship of the other women who take the van, because they get it.
Like, definitely somebody you can hang out with, you know, when you're going through problems, talk to, and they understand where you're coming from, versus somebody who doesn't know anything about this.
Tanisha won't say why her husband is in prison or how long he's been there, but she says they have a good relationship, and despite the fact that he's locked up, he always puts her first. But because they're both stubborn, she tries to avoid any phone fights or drama before she comes up.
Because that's a worse visit, coming up here and, you know, not barely talking to one another or arguing the whole time.
When it comes time to pick new music, the ladies settle on an R&B station. As traffic gives way to green mountains and empty roads, it starts to rain.
Yeah, so it's 8:30 now. Normally people are still asleep, but then you'll notice, like, the further we get up, I don't know, they just automatically start getting up, start spraying their sprays, putting on lotion.
A few minutes later, as if on cue, Tanisha wakes up and asks me to roll down my window so she can put on perfume.
Are you guys putting on makeup?
Just a little lip gloss, freshen your breath, you know, all that stuff.
And finally, after 3 hours of driving, we're 5 minutes away from the entrance to the prison.
Yes, this is our light. I'm ready to jump out. That made me close to the prison. I'm ready to jump out. I'm so excited.
I ask her what she'll do when she first sees him.
Hug him and kiss him, of course. Now that was a crazy question.
But first, Crystal has to give a somber warning.
Make sure y'all have your IDs. Make sure y'all have no wire in your bra. Make sure y'all have no contraband, no drugs or anything like that. And just enjoy your visit. Okay?
The ladies go inside and leave all their belongings in the van. Crystal and I have 5 or 6 hours until the women have finished with their visits, and she tells me about the financials of supporting someone on the inside.
It can be equivalent to, like, a mortgage or, you know, a car note. So if they're paying me to ride the service every weekend for $50, and then they also need money to send to the inmate for their commissary, that can be roughly like around like $550 to $600, you know, a month.
But she thinks the investment is important.
How was your visit? It was good. Great visit.
Tanisha describes the prison as a meeting place where deep conversation, reflection, and prayer coexist alongside little kids and card games. Tanisha says she never imagined this life for herself. She misses her husband, but the sacrifice is worth it.
If I can say this, my husband does more for me from prison than a man I've been with out on the street.
so she'll keep riding in Crystal's van until he gets released. For WHYY News, I'm Ann Hoffman.